the number one habit of people who communicate well. In a world where information flows constantly and attention spans shrink, the ability to communicate effectively has never been more valuable. It's the difference between leaders who inspire and those who merely direct, between relationships that thrive and those that struggle, between ideas that spark change and those that fade away unnoticed. Yet for all the courses, books, and seminars dedicated to improving communication, one fundamental truth often gets overlooked: the most powerful communicators aren't distinguished by how eloquently they speak, but by how effectively they listen. Have you ever noticed that certain people seem to possess an almost magnetic quality when they communicate? They build instant rapport, navigate difficult conversations with ease, and leave others feeling valued and understood. While many assume this skill comes from charisma or verbal dexterity, research consistently shows that the behaviors of people who communicate best actually center around one critical habit: active listening. Active listening isn't merely hearing words, it's a conscious, deliberate practice of fully engaging with another person's message on multiple levels. It's the cornerstone habit that separates exceptional communicators from average ones, and it transforms every interaction from merely exchanging information to creating genuine connection. In this article, we'll explore what active listening truly means, why it's so powerful, and how you can develop this game-changing habit to dramatically improve your communication effectiveness in both your professional and personal life. What active listening really means. Most people believe they're good listeners simply because they aren't interrupting while someone else speaks. However, true active listening goes far beyond passive silence. It's the difference between being physically present while your mind wanders to your next meeting, or what you'll have for lunch, and being fully engaged with both mind and body in the current conversation. Active listening is a multidimensional skill that involves being fully present and attentive to the speaker, absorbing not just words but tone, emotion, and nonverbal cues, suspending judgment and the urge to formulate responses while listening, demonstrating through verbal and nonverbal cues that you are genuinely engaged, seeking to understand before being understood. It's a radical shift from how most people approach conversations. Rather than viewing dialogue as a tennis match where we're constantly preparing to hit back our response, active listening treats conversation as a collaborative exploration. It's not about waiting for your turn to speak, it's about truly understanding the other person's perspective, needs, and intentions. How exceptional communicators practice active listening. The world's most effective communicators have turned active listening into both an art and a science. Their listening practices typically include several distinct behaviors that anyone can learn to emulate. Among the habits of highly effective communicators, these active listening behaviors stand out. Physical engagement: they maintain appropriate eye contact, face the speaker directly, and lean slightly forward to demonstrate interest. Their body language remains open and receptive rather than closed or defensive. They nod at appropriate moments and their facial expressions naturally reflect engagement with the content being shared. Mental presence: they clear their minds of distractions and focus completely on the speaker. They resist the urge to mentally prepare their response while the other person is still talking. Instead, they stay in the moment, following the speaker's train of thought without imposing their own agenda. Emotional attunement: great communicators tune into the emotional undercurrents of conversations. They notice shifts in tone, energy, and body language that might signal feelings the speaker isn't explicitly expressing. This emotional intelligence allows them to respond to both the content of what's being said and the feelings behind it, clarifying and confirming understanding, rather than assuming they understand. Exceptional listeners ask thoughtful questions to gain clarity and confirm their interpretation. They might say, "So what I'm hearing is," or "Let me make sure I understand." This demonstrates respect while ensuring accurate comprehension. The psychology of being truly heard. The impact of genuine listening goes far beyond information exchange. It fulfills fundamental human psychological needs. When someone truly listens to us, it triggers a powerful neurological response. Studies in communication psychology have shown that being heard activates the brain's reward centers in ways similar to receiving physical gifts or praise. This neurological response explains why we're drawn to people who listen well. When someone gives us their full attention, it signals that we matter, that our thoughts have value, and that we are worthy of their time and focus. This creates psychological safety, a state where we feel secure enough to be authentic, vulnerable, and open. In workplaces and relationships where psychological safety exists, communication flows more freely, creativity flourishes, and trust deepens. Furthermore, the experience of being truly heard reduces stress hormones and increases oxytocin, the hormone associated with bonding and trust. This physiological shift helps explain why conversations with great listeners feel so different from ordinary interactions. We leave feeling calmer, more connected, and often with greater clarity about our own thoughts and feelings. Transforming conversations through active listening. Active listening doesn't just change how we receive information, it fundamentally transforms the dynamics of our conversations. When one person in a dialogue shifts into genuine listening mode, several powerful changes occur. Defenses lower. When people feel truly heard, they're less likely to remain defensive or guarded. This creates space for authentic expression and reduces the competitive nature many conversations subtly adopt. Depth increases, surface-level exchanges naturally evolve into more meaningful discussions when active listening is present. As speakers feel understood, they become more willing to share deeper thoughts, concerns, and ideas. Solutions emerge organically, rather than forcing predetermined solutions. Active listening allows collective wisdom to surface. The speaker often discovers their own insights when given the space to fully articulate their thoughts. Connection strengthens, perhaps most importantly, active listening builds rapport and trust. As experts in communication confidence note, the quality of our listening often determines the quality of our relationships, both personal and professional. Practical techniques to master active listening. While active listening may seem intuitive, it's actually a skill that requires deliberate practice to master. Here are concrete techniques you can implement immediately to strengthen your active listening abilities. The 80-20 principle: aim to listen 80% of the time and speak only 20% in important conversations. This ratio ensures you're gathering more information than you're giving and creates space for the other person to fully express themselves. The pause technique: after someone finishes speaking, practice waiting 2 to 3 seconds before responding. This short pause serves multiple purposes. It ensures they've completed their thought, demonstrates you're considering what they've said, and helps you avoid the common trap of formulating your response while they're still talking. Curious questioning: develop the habit of asking open-ended questions that begin with what or how rather than questions that can be answered with yes or no. Questions like "what led you to that conclusion?" or "how do you see this developing?" invite deeper exploration. Reflection: periodically summarize or paraphrase what you've heard to confirm understanding. This isn't simply repeating words but reflecting the essence and emotion of what's been shared. Distraction elimination: remove or reduce physical distractions during important conversations. Put away electronic devices, turn off notifications, and when possible, find quiet spaces for significant discussions. These practices might feel awkward at first, but the behaviors that make you a top 1% communicator rarely come naturally to most people. They require consistent practice until they become second nature. Leadership and active listening. For leaders, active listening isn't just a nice-to-have communication skill, it's a strategic advantage that directly impacts team performance, innovation, and retention. Leaders who listen effectively create environments where people feel valued, understood, and motivated to contribute their best ideas. The connection between listening and leadership effectiveness is well documented. Leadership communication habits that build loyalty almost always include strong listening practices. When leaders truly listen, they gain crucial insights into unspoken concerns. Team members often hesitate to directly voice their worries or objections. Active listening helps leaders detect subtle cues that something might be amiss. Hidden opportunities: some of the best ideas emerge from unexpected sources, but they're only heard when leaders create space for all voices. Team dynamics: active listening reveals patterns of interaction, power dynamics, and collaboration styles that might otherwise remain invisible. Individual motivations: through careful listening, leaders learn what truly drives each team member, allowing for more effective coaching and development. Perhaps most importantly, leaders who listen well model the behavior they wish to see throughout their organization. When leaders demonstrate active listening, they create a culture where thoughtful communication is valued and practiced at all levels. What great communicators never say. Sometimes, the most revealing aspect of exceptional listeners isn't what they do, but what they avoid doing. Great communicators consciously eliminate certain phrases and habits that block effective listening. "Yes, but..." this seemingly innocent phrase actually negates everything that came before it. It signals that you weren't truly listening to understand, but rather waiting to counter. "Let me tell you about when I..." While sharing related experiences can build connection, doing so prematurely shifts the focus from the speaker to yourself before they've been fully heard. "I know exactly how you feel," even when well-intentioned, this phrase can come across as presumptuous. Great listeners acknowledge emotions without claiming to perfectly understand another's experience. "You should just..." jumping to advice giving before fully understanding the situation demonstrates poor listening and often misses the real issue. That's nothing compared to Comparing or minimizing someone's experience invalidates their feelings and shuts down authentic communication. By eliminating these conversation blockers, great communicators create space for genuine understanding to flourish. They recognize that what they don't say is often as important as what they do say when it comes to fostering open communication. Asking powerful questions. Active listening and thoughtful questioning form a powerful partnership in exceptional communication. When we listen deeply, we earn the right to ask questions that matter, questions that can shift perspectives, unlock new thinking, and even change minds. The most effective communicators develop a repertoire of powerful questions that help others gain clarity, challenge assumptions, and discover new possibilities. Great leaders particularly excel at asking questions that expand thinking rather than narrowing it. These questions typically share certain characteristics. They come from genuine curiosity rather than a desire to prove a point. They're open-ended rather than leading toward a predetermined answer. They often begin with what or how rather than why, which can trigger defensiveness. They challenge assumptions gently but directly. They help the respondent discover their own insights rather than imposing the questioner's view. Questions like "What's another way to look at this?" or "How might we approach this if resources weren't limited?" create space for innovative thinking. The art of asking such questions is built upon the foundation of active listening. Without first understanding where someone stands, it's impossible to ask the question that will help them move forward, making active listening your competitive advantage. In today's fast-paced business environment, the ability to truly listen has become increasingly rare and therefore increasingly valuable. Many leadership experts now identify listening as the skill that changes everything in professional effectiveness. Organizations where active listening is practiced consistently enjoy several competitive advantages: higher employee engagement and retention, more innovative solutions to challenges, stronger client relationships and customer satisfaction, fewer misunderstandings and conflicts, more effective execution of strategies and initiatives. At the individual level, developing exceptional listening skills can distinguish you as a leader, collaborator, and problem solver. In negotiations, sales conversations, team meetings, and one-on-one discussions, the person who listens most effectively often gains the most valuable information and builds the strongest relationships. Unlike technical skills that may become obsolete with changing technology, active listening remains consistently valuable across industries, roles, and career stages. It's an investment that continues to yield returns throughout your professional life. Communicating vision through listening. It might seem counterintuitive, but one of the most powerful ways to communicate a compelling vision is to first listen deeply. Leaders who successfully communicate visions that people believe in typically spend significant time listening before articulating their direction. This listening-first approach serves several critical purposes. It reveals the hopes, fears, and aspirations of those who will be essential to realizing the vision. It uncovers potential obstacles and objections before they become roadblocks. It helps identify language and framing that will resonate most powerfully. It builds early buy-in by involving others in the vision's formation. It ensures the vision addresses real needs rather than assumed ones. When people feel their perspectives have been heard and incorporated, they're far more likely to embrace a vision as their own rather than seeing it as imposed from above. This shared ownership creates the energy and commitment needed to transform ambitious visions into reality. The most inspirational communicators understand this paradox: to speak in a way that moves others, you must first listen in a way that honors them. Conclusion. As we've explored throughout this article, active listening isn't simply a communication technique, it's a transformative practice that changes how we connect with others and how we understand ourselves. It's the foundation upon which all other communication skills build, and it's the habit that distinguishes truly exceptional communicators from those who merely speak well. When we commit to developing this fundamental habit, we don't just become better communicators, we become better leaders, better team members, better partners, and better friends. We create spaces where authentic dialogue can flourish, where innovative ideas can emerge, and where relationships can deepen. The beauty of active listening lies in its accessibility. While it requires practice and mindfulness, it doesn't demand special talent or expertise. It's available to anyone willing to slow down, set aside their own agenda temporarily, and give another person the gift of their full attention. In a world increasingly characterized by distraction and superficial exchanges, the ability to truly listen has never been more valuable. It's a competitive advantage in business, a relationship builder in personal life, and perhaps most importantly, a way of honoring the fundamental human need to be heard and understood. The next time you find yourself in an important conversation, remember, the most powerful communication tool at your disposal isn't what you say, it's how you listen. Make active listening your default habit, and watch as your conversations, relationships, and influence transform.